Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag while he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left hand in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shemaah, the Gibeathite, and Jeziel and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth, and Barakah and Jehu the Antithite, and Ismaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30 and over the 30, and Jeremiah and Jahaziel and Johanan and Jozabad the Gederathite, Eluzai and Jerimoth and Baaliah and Shemariah and Shephatiah the Harufite, Elkanah and Jesiah and Azareel and Joezer and Jashabiam the Korhites, and Joela and Zebediah the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David into the hold to the wilderness, men of might and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbanai the 11th. These were the sons of Gad, captains over the host. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they that went over Jordan in the first month, when it had overflown all his banks, and they put to flight all them of the valleys, both toward the east and toward the west. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was the chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. And there fell some of Manasseh to David when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they helped them not, for the lords of the Philistines upon advisement sent him away, saying, He will fall to his master Saul to the jeopardy of our heads. As he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh Adnah and Jozabad and Jediel and Michael and Jozabad and Elihu and Ziltai, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him until it was a great host like the host of God. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to war and came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. The children of Judah that bear shield and spear were 6,800 ready armed to the war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700. and Zadok, a young man mighty of valor, and of his father's house, 22 captains, and the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, for hitherto the greatest part of them had kept the ward of the house of Saul. And of the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king. And to the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all the instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. They were not of double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them, with shield and spear, 37,000. And of the Danites, expert in war, 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites and the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all the manner of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were nigh them, even unto Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on asses and on camels and on mules and on oxen, and meat, meal, cakes of figs, and bunches of raisins, wine and oil, and oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, so we have, again, a lot of names, a lot of tribes. What we're seeing here in the history that the chronicler is doing is he is establishing David as the king by the vox populi, by the consent of the governed, and so on. But there are some interesting things to remember here. So the first thing that seems interesting to me is that we go all the way back to Ziklag in the discussion. Why would we go back to Ziklag in the discussion? Seems to me that we've got the car pointed north, as it were. You know, we're going to talk about what's going forward, not what's behind. And so why do we go back to Ziklag? And I think the answer is obvious in the passage. I think that the relationships that David kindled while he was yet in his trouble were those relationships that stuck with him through that trouble up until the time when Saul died, and then he was made king over Israel. And it were these men first that carried him forward. This teaches us a valuable lesson. I'll tell you, at our last men's breakfast, I'll give a little advertisement, we heard something very similar. Mr. Steele, in his The Religious Tradesman, talked to us about a young man who is looking to make his way in this world that does it without counsel. And he goes without counsel, and then he fails. And when he fails, he has no one that he has spoken to about his direction. And everyone looks upon him, as it were, as a fool for moving forward without counsel. But then there is the young man that seeks counsel of all of the wise older men that he has in choosing a calling and setting forth a direction for the rest of his life and choosing out a wife and so on, setting up his family that he might in it serve the Lord. And let's say that he gets counsel from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 men, and then fails. Yet those 7 men have been brought into his confidences, and he has developed relationships with those men in such a way that they will be there to be his friends and assistants when he has need. Well, it's a similar circumstance here. When the men came to David when he was in the cave of Adullam, apparently, right, what it says is if there were any that were disenfranchised, if there were any that were, you know, despised and so on, they all came to David. David received them, seeing something in them that perhaps the rest did not. And they joined themselves together into such an indivisible troop that they stuck together through all of the time with Saul, through the recovery of the wives and children from Ziklag, and even beyond that, now David has them at his side when he goes to reign, when he will probably need them more than ever. And so they built, they forged those bonds of brotherhood, Christian brotherhood, I might call it that. I know it's an anachronistic word in the days of David, but you get my drift. They built that Christian brotherhood in those days such that when days were hard, they had one another. When days were good, they had 3 days here to celebrate with one another for the goodness that the Lord had wrought for them. So that's the first thing I think I'd like to mention here in this passage, just as an overview of it. There's a concreted relation that David endures with these mighty fighting men of his. And they have a camaraderie and a brotherhood that is commendable. And so we are reminded again that we ought not to be lone rangers. We ought to exhort one another daily. We ought to fight alongside one another. We ought to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We go through the good times and the bad times together. We're not simply good time Charlies with one another. And now, oh, you're ill? Not that. But that is the time when that service becomes even more acute. So that's the first thing. The second thing is David's sagacity as a ruler. He didn't just openly and foolishly receive people. Notice in verse 16. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And David went out to meet them. Okay, so why these men of Benjamin and Judah, why do they get this inquisition and the other men did not? Because Benjamin is of the house of Saul. That's why. David wanted to make sure they were not there to infiltrate and weaken his force. And so what did he do? He asked them, if you become peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit to you. But if you come to betray me to my enemies, seeing there's no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Notice, if you're here to support me, you'll have my support. If you're here to betray me, my hand won't be upon you, God's hand will. That's what David says. And isn't that exactly how David treated Saul all the way through their interviews when Saul came out to meet David in the wilderness? But then note, and this is not said that often in the Old Testament. This means this is something very special. The Spirit came upon Amasai. Well, I believe that's the Spirit of God that came upon Amasai. And he was the chief of the captains, and he said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace be unto thee, and peace to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band, but only after that initial interview. But what a wonderful thing that we see David here as the type of Christ bringing even his enemies in subjection unto him. Okay, so then we hear, this all took place when they were in the hold. Now we hear of the helpers that they had with regard to Ziklag. And although the details of Ziklag are not given here, we remember those details that David was sent back from helping the Philistines. And when he got back, all of their wives and children had been taken hostage by the Arabians. By the Amalekites. And so they followed them and they recovered every particular person. So then, now we have in verse 23, the armed men that came to David to be installed king in Hebron, and it is thousands upon thousands. We're not even given all of the numbers. In some cases, we're only given the numbers of some of the captains, how many captains they had. Maybe we are to assume that those are captains over either hundreds or thousands, but we're not told in the passage. And so we understand here that there was well over 200,000 men, armed men, that came to David to support him, to make him king from all over the nation. And these men, being warriors, they were civil leaders in the land, and so they would represent their citizenry. But it's also said here by the chronicler that also there were many, many more in the land that wanted David to be their king. And so he is received in that very lawful way. So then finally we have the preparation for the regal installation, the accession, the celebration of that. And so what do we have? We have all kinds of wonderful food to eat and drink, and that there was joy in Israel because now they had a king. And I believe that the joy is related to that they had a king that was after God's own heart. I believe that's the king that they had, and that's the king that they recognized. Thus ends the reading then of 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Let's stand and continue.